President Bush today presented his strategy on homeland security. It calls for better coordination to protect against another terrorist attack, and it warns that the nation will have to spend billions of additional dollars to protect itself. The president released his strategy as lawmakers continued weighing his plan to create a huge new government agency to oversee security efforts. And while congressional leaders say that they're certain some reorganization bill will be enacted, they won't guarantee that it will look like the president's. NPR's Pam Fester reports from the White House.
The administration has been putting together its strategy on homeland security since late last year, even as the White House called for a lot more money for domestic defense and for a new Department of Homeland Security. But some lawmakers said it was hard to act on those requests before they knew the administration's overall strategy. Today in the Rose Garden, surrounded by congressional leaders, President Bush unveiled those plans.
All of us agree that protecting Americans from attack is our most urgent national priority, and that we must act on the priority.
The president's strategy calls for more cooperation and coordination at all levels of government, and also between the government and the private sector, which the administration considers an important player in protecting the nation's assets from attack. The administration says more terrorist attacks are almost inevitable, and that there's an almost infinite array of potential targets. President Bush called defending those targets a shared responsibility.
This comprehensive plan lays out clear lines of authority and clear responsibilities. Responsibilities for federal employees and for governors and mayors and community and business leaders and the American citizens. With a better picture of those responsibilities, all of us can direct money and manpower to meet them.
Many of the proposals are similar to what the administration has been suggesting and doing for the past 10 months. The strategy calls for strengthening the analytic capability of the FBI, increasing the nation's vaccine stockpiles, and improving technology to detect nuclear, chemical, and radiological weapons. It also calls for an assessment of the nation's critical infrastructure, such as bridges and pipelines, and a plan to protect these assets. It calls for expanding extradition agreements with other nations and for new state laws to make it harder to get a fraudulent driver's license. At the heart of the plan is the administration's proposed Department of Homeland Security. House Speaker Dennis Hastert said Congress is moving in a bipartisan way on a restructuring bill.
We know that there has to be some changes in how we do business, that instead of having eight or nine departments sitting on the border, there needs to be one department. That department has to have a synergy, has to have an efficiency, and it doesn't do us well to lay just another layer of bureaucracy over the top.
But in fact, there are many questions in Congress about the wisdom of putting together departments as huge and diverse as the new Transportation Security Administration, the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Several House committees have already proposed scaling back the White House plan. Coming out of the White House today, Democratic Senator Harry Reid of Nevada said he thinks a reorganization plan will pass, but it will take some doing.
These meetings are always very good, and everyone is courteous to each other. But when you get to the Senate on the floor, that tends to end fairly quickly.
He said rules on the Senate floor make it difficult to limit debate, and members have many concerns.
There are a lot of issues dealing with separation of powers, dealing with jurisdiction of committees, dealing with how this is going to be paid for. All these things we have to work out in a very short period of time.
The House plans to vote on a reorganization bill next week. The Senate is expected to act the following week. Some lawmakers want to complete action by the one-year anniversary of the September 11th attacks. But Speaker Hastert said he didn't want the rush to meet a symbolic deadline to get in the way of a good bill. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.